Okay, this morning, you know, we're going to launch our team for 2022. The pastoral team is pleased to announce our team for this year is His Heart, Our Heart. His Heart, Our Heart. And it's taken from just one verse in Acts chapter 13, verse 22. And this is how it reads. I have found in David the kind of man I want. A man whose heart is like mine. A man after my own heart. He will do or accomplish all I want him to do. My will. I have found in a man, David, whose heart is like mine. This is our theme. His heart becomes our heart. This verse is made up of two verses in the Old Testament. First, it was found in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. This was the conversation between King Saul and Prophet Samuel. King Saul, in fear and disobedient to the Lord's command, took matters in his own hand and offered offering, burnt offering to the Lord. He did not wait for Prophet Samuel to come, because that was Prophet Samuel's responsibility. And when Prophet Samuel came, he said this to King Saul. He said that that was a foolish thing to do. A foolish thing. In fact, in the Bible, no man has given more opportunity than Saul. He was given an opportunity to have success in life. But Saul missed it, abused it, and he played a fool. Instead of him climbing higher and higher in God, he was going down each day, each event, lower and lower in the path of foolishness. You see, King Saul did not play a fool overnight. It was through time and event. He was a man who climbed the ladder. He climbed a ladder as a nobody. Nobody recognized him. Nobody, he became somebody. He reached the top, but when he reached the top, he forgot. He forgot who made him and who promoted him. Any of us sitting here can forget when we reach the top. Any of us sitting here can forget when we are successful in life. King Saul forgot who made him and who promoted him. And he started to act on his own, then do what God wants him to do. From that point onward, he was on the road to foolish destruction. Saul's life is a sad story of a man that has no heart for God. A man who enjoyed the power, the prestige, the position and possession, but feared to obey God's command. He was a man of charisma, tall, handsome. Charisma he has, but he lacked one thing, no character. God promoted him, God demoted him. We all know that promotion comes from the Lord, but also demotion also comes from the Lord. Do not be like Saul. Be like David, a man whose heart is like mine. So, first place in the Old Testament is 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. The second place to make this verse is in Psalm 89, verse 20. I have found David, my servant. Psalm 89 is called the Covenantal Psalm. It's a covenantal psalm that expresses God's faithfulness and goodness as a covenant-keeping God to King David. In this psalm, God promised that he has made a covenant with David and he will keep the covenant not only to David, but to the succeeding generation. As he promised in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 to verse 19, that he is a generational God. In Samuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 to verse 17, this is what God said to David. When you die and bury your ancestor, I will raise up one of your descendants, your offspring, and I will make his kingdom strong. He will be the one who built the house, a temple for my name, and I will secure his royal throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he sinned, I will correct and discipline him with the rod like any father would do. But my favor will not be taken from him as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from your sight. Your house and your kingdom will continue forever before me all time, and your throne will be secure forever. So, Psalm 89, the covenantal psalm. Charles Finney called this covenantal psalm, Psalm 89, the utterance of a believer. What Charles Finney is saying that this is a covenantal psalm that every believer can pray and utter for their children. That you can pray for your children and you can pray for your children's children. This psalm is not only just for you, but it's for your children and your children's children. If you watch The Voice in Channel 7, this season, they focus on what? Generation. They invite singers and musicians from different generations to perform together this season. But our God is always generational. Say amen to that. He's always generational. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, and I'm God of Jacob. God is interested in you, in your children, and in your children's children. He wants your generation, your generation after you, to love him and to serve him with whose heart is like mine. There are 21 kings after King David. Some never have David's heart. Some have it for a while. But the temptation of self-love, pleasure, and things enter their heart and turn them away from God. Only four kings follow David's example of his heart, our heart. And on these four kings, is this phrase attached to each one of them. Asa. And Asa did what which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. Hezekiah. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Josiah. He followed the example of his ancestor David. Jehoshaphat. He walked in the first way of his father David. So, only four of them followed David's way. I want you to know, that this is our pastoral prayer for you this year. That your children, your next generation will serve God and will love God with his heart, our heart. Because they saw you as parents. They saw you as parents living that way. And your life inspired them to have the same heart that you have for God. I encourage every parents here, as I did this baby dedicated to use the avocado, I encourage every parents here, cultivate and pursue a heart like God. His heart, our heart. Because we are the best example for our children. We are the greatest influence from our children. Our children watch and catch what is in our heart. How we live, not what we say about Christ. Every king in the Old Testament, if the king worshiped God, what do? The people worship God. If the king obeyed God, what do? The people obey God. Every king produces his own kind. Likewise, Let us, every parents that are sitting here, let us, with the help of God, produce sons and daughters with a heart like who? Like God. A heart like Him. This is our pastoral prayer in 2022. That God's heart is seen, firstly, in the pastor. That every pastor here, you see God's heart that is in us. How we obey God, how we love God, how we try our best to follow God. That you see God's heart in us and that it will inspire you to have God's heart. And it will inspire your family to have God's heart. A heart like God. What does God say about David from different translation in this single verse? God said, David, a man whose heart is like mine. He's the man I'm looking and searching for. He's the kind of person who pleases me most. The kind of man I want. The kind of man I like. The kind of man that will please my heart. And the kind of man I love. What a way to describe David. Do you have a heart like David? A heart like God? What will God say about your heart? God knew and saw what was in David's heart. When Samuel was asked to anoint a replacement king for Saul, he went to the house of Jesse. He looked at the other older brothers, six of them. They will be more qualified than David, who was not even there till he was called. Samuel looked at a brother and said that they must be the one. But God told Samuel, don't look at the what? Don't look at the outward appearance. But I, the Lord, looks at the where? I looks at the heart. This is what the Lord said to Samuel. Look at not everything. Do not be impressed with look and statures. I already emulate them. God judges people differently than human do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into what? God looks into the heart. So this is our theme. Our theme deals with one issue, the issue of a heart. The heart that God wants us to have. And here are three qualities to apply this theme, His heart, our heart, in your life. First quality is the heart of a champion. The heart of the champion. When the Bible said, I have found a man. God said, I have found a man. God looked, God searched, and God found a man. The word man in Hebrew means champion. God is saying that I have found a champion. I'm looking and searching for a champion to replace King Saul. You see, to us, a champion is one who goes to a fighting ring and come out winner. He's a champion. But to God, a champion is one who fight and defend any person or cause. God wants a champion to champion His name, to champion His cause, to champion His will, to champion His reputation. Saul was not a champion for God. It was always about Saul, never about God. It's about Saul saving his face, his honor, his name, his reputation, never about God. God said, I found a man. The heart that I'm looking for is a heart of a champion. One that will champion my cause, champion my name, champion my glory. And he found David. You remember Goliath? 40 days and 40 nights, he stood before the nation of Israel army. 40 days and 40 nights, he said this word, is there a champion in Israel that will come out to fight with me? Every day he stand there, he belittled the Israelite. He abused, he laughed, he mocked the Israelite. He shamed and he dishonored the God of the Israelite. After 40 days, the whole army was so afraid. Nothing is left in them to fight. Every fighting spirit in them is dead, is lost, is gone. To a youth named David, a shepherd boy, the new champion that God saw that came into the scene. And this David, unknown to others, has killed a bear and a lion by himself with God's help and God's empowerment. David, the new champion, came in and he said this, I will be the champion for God. I will fight and defend the cause, the honor, and the name of the Lord. And he stood fearlessly with God confident before Goliath and declared as the champion, you come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's army, the God of the army of Israel, whom you have defiled. Today, the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. Then I will give the dead body of your man to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know there is a God in Israel. I am the champion. And when I champion for God, then everybody will know that there is a God, that God is alive. And everyone, as Samuel here, will know that the Lord rescued his people, not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he'll give you to us. David single-handed, with one stroke, defeated and killed Goliath. He was the champion. He championed the cause of God. He championed the honor of God. He championed the name and the glory of God. He championed the good, the justice and truth. And David championed the house of God. And David, the champion, championed others to be champion like him. Today, we have one champion greater than David. He is our Lord Jesus Christ, the champion of champions. Everything Jesus done was for the honor, the glory, and the name of the Father. It was never about Jesus or for himself. It was always about the Father or for the Father. And this Jesus, the champion of champions, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that he is the champion of our faith. That he is the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. This is what 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, that said the seed. What is the seed? The seed is Christ. Who is Christ? He's the champion of champions. That the seed is where? In us. That in us, God has put the seed of championship in us, in each one of us, that we do not have to be fearful, we do not have to be doubtful. We need to know who lives in us, that we have a voice, that we have a strength, that we have the right to speak out and champion the cause of God. God is looking for a heart of a champion. More than ever in our world today, there is so anti-God, anti-Christianity, anti-what is good and righteous. We need to have the courage to champion the cause, the honor, the name, and the glory of God. Say amen to that. But we champion it with what? With wisdom and being tactful, not being foolish. David wait for what? His opportunity. When did the opportunity come? When the whole Israelite army lost their courage, they were fearful, their heart faint, their feet shaking. When they were all in a place where they do not know what to do, David step in and say, I know who can defeat Goliath. God will give you each one of us opportunity one day, whether in our schools or in our workplace, to champion his name. Wait for the opportunity. Between now and that time, can I encourage you, study hard and work hard. Be a good testimony so that when it comes, it will come to you because you have the answer. So what was God looking for? His heart, our heart. Firstly, he looks for a heart of a what? A champion. And I'm encouraged you to know that God has put the seed of championship in you. The strength you need, the wisdom you need, the grace you need, the power you need is all within you because this is who Christ is in you. The heart of a champion. The second quality that God looks for, his heart, our heart, is a heart like God. This verse says, David, a man whose heart is like mine. Heart in the Bible speaks of what? Speaks of character. Heart speaks of the real you, your feeling, desire, thoughts, understanding, and will. Heart speaks of character. Moses once asked God, show me your glory, show me your face. What Moses was simply saying, God, I want to know who you are. I want to know your character. And the Lord revealed to Moses in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, the Lord is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. When God said David has a heart like mine, God is saying that David displays the same character that I have. A character of mercy, grace, long-suffering, goodness, and truth. And David displays that, this God-like character, when he deals with people, even those that make him their enemy, like King Saul and Shimei. David responds with a heart like God. What was his response? He returned good for what? For evil. He never tried to get even, settle old score, or have an upper hand. He just responded with a heart like God, a heart of grace and forgiveness. David was not perfect. He has got fault, he has got failure. But one thing about David, his heart pursued after the heart of God, to have a heart like God. And when because David's heart is like God, when he was king, the nation's heart become a heart like who? Like God. He was a man after God's own heart. How about you? A heart like God. The Message Bible put it this way. He's a man whose heart beats to my heart. That David's heart beat. How his heart beat is the same rhythm and tempo like God. That means what God loves, he loves. What God hates, he hates. What God likes, he likes. What God dislikes, he dislikes. What God desires, he desires. What God values, he values. What is important to God is important to David. David's heart was one with God, a man who is wholehearted for God, a full heart for God, 100% for God. Today we have one greater than David. He's our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our perfect example of a heart like God. The gospel records how Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, became flesh and blood, and he lived among us. He lived his life with a heart like the Father. He represented the Father. He displayed the Father. Who? Jesus said, if you see me, you see who? You see the Father. And now he commands us to have a heart like him, to manifest his character to others. Heart like God. Apostle Paul In Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, he prayed for the Galatian believer. He did not pray for blessing, success or prosperity, you know, or a good life for them. He prayed that Christ will be what? Formed in each one of them. That each one of them will become more like Jesus Christ. That each one of them will have a heart like Christ. And that by having a heart like Christ, that they will display the character of God's heart to others. When things do not work out in your favor, don't get upset. Don't be angry. Be Christ-like. When you are mistaken, be Christ-like. When you cannot agree with others and others do not see eyes to eyes, don't be frustrated. Be Christ-like. Whatever, wherever, and whatever you say, do, or think, be Christ-like. Because the best advertisement for Christ-likeness is not social media. It's you living a heart like whom? Like God in Christ-likeness. David has a heart of a champion. David has a heart like God. Lastly, the heart, the third quality of his heart, our heart, is a heart of a doer. He will do, accomplish all I want him to do, my will. Why was King Saul disqualified? He was disobedient to carry out God's command. He was more keen to please himself, to please men, than to please God. All he wants to do was to look after himself rather than do what God commanded him to do. But David is a doer. His heart is a heart of a doer. And this one thing he do, he did not do his own thing. He did not do what he likes. He did not do what was best for himself. He did not do what seems right in his own eyes. The Bible tells us he did God's will. He did God's purpose and he did God's program. And he knew that when he do what God want him to do, it's called what? Obedience. And obedience is worship. And both obedience and worship pleases who? Pleases God. These are how Bible translation portrayed David in this verse regarding David doing God's will. He conformed to my will and purpose, who will do all my will. Whatever my will is, he will do. He does everything I want him to do. A man loyal to me, who will carry out my will. He will do what I want him to do. He will do all I want done. He will accomplish all I have destined him to do. He will do all my will and carry out my program fully. Today, we have one greater than David, our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, I have come to do your will, O Lord, as written about me in the scripture. Acts 13:22, I found David, a man whose heart is like mine. He will do everything I ask him to do. We come to verse 36. The final description of King David's life. For after David has done the will of God in his own generation, he died and was buried with his ancestor. David knew the importance of earthly preparation. He knew that. He knew what was his time on earth for. He knew his earthly assignment. That all this was for what? For his next destination, eternity. Christianity, Christian in the West need to come back to this thing that this life here is only temporary. We get too caught up with this life. We care so much about this life and so much preaching is about this life that we forgot that this short life is in fact a preparation, a transition for the next one, which is what? Eternity. We need to come back to value what? God's value. What does God value? God says this in his word. What you can see with your eyes, what you can see with your eyes are temporary. What you cannot see is eternal. And David knew something. He knew something that if he do the will of God, when he die, he's looking for what to come. Let me read to you 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 17. Practically, everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from Him. The world and all is wanting, wanting, and wanting. Is on the way out. But whosoever does what God wants is set forward for eternity. You see, David recognized his heart, our heart, has to do with us living our life as a champion, our life with a heart like God, doing what God had called us to do on this earth. We all have assignment on this earth because if we pursue after things, they will pass away. But only those who do what? Do the will of God will abide forever. It's a great challenge to each one of us. A great challenge. May I encourage you? God wants a heart of a champion, a heart like Him, a heart of a doer. The next few weeks, we're going to build on this theme, 2020, His heart, our heart, and we're going to do it with our Grace mission statement. We're going to talk about a heart of worship, a heart for the Word of God, the heart for of a lifestyle witness, a heart of good works. And we're going to look from this fourth Sunday from the book of Psalms. And then this year, we want to look at the first letter of Corinthians, the church that God wants the church to be, to display who He is. And then we want to look in the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk. This morning, God is looking. He said, I'm searching, I'm looking for a man, for a woman whose heart is a heart of a champion, who will champion my name, champion my cause, champion my reputation, champion my glory, who is prepared to be different from the world, who will not be squeezed into the box of this world, conformed to this world, but able to stand with great authenticity of who God is, of what you believe. Unmovable, unshakable. That is looking for a heart like Him. A heart that displays His character. mercy, grace, long-suffering, goodness, truth, and a heart of a doer. I pray that as we embark on this theme, that you will be one of them. One of them. God, His heart has become my heart and has become the heart of my family. His heart has become the pastor heart, has become the heart of the church. This is our team. By God's grace, we can do it. Amen? We can do it. So I'm going to ask Pastor Kara, Pastor Jim, and Pastor Pauline. Pastor Jim, you can stand there. Pastor Kara, Pastor Pauline here, and I will be there. And we're going to pray for you. We're going to anoint you and pray for you. That God will do something powerful in your life this year, 2022. That you will be a champion. That you will have a heart like God. You pursue a heart like God, and that you will be a doer of God's word. Why don't we pray first before we anoint you with oil this morning? He said, I'm looking for a man. He found David. This morning, can God say, I found you? Whose heart is like mine. I follow you, who is my champion. I follow you, who will be a doer of my will. If that's what you are saying, with God's help, God, I am your champion. I want a heart like you. I want to be a doer of your will where you are. Stand up. Stand up and dedicate your life to God at the start of our team. God, I am your man. I am your woman. I am the one that you are looking for. And I'm willing to be a champion. If this is your desire this morning, stand up with me and say, God, I am your champion.